This is a 15-minute moving mindfully meditation. We're going to do some moving mindfully. The most important thing about this practice is that you take care of yourself. It's not about 100% effort. It's more like 60% effort. Within your comfortable range of motion, that's very important. What we're doing with this practice is not about doing a pose or correctly doing deep stretches. Not at all. What we're doing here is about being aware of movement as it's occurring, making a choice about how you move, and just feeling the sensations that may be associated with any particular movement you're doing during the meditation, right? You can do this meditation while you're seated in a chair or on a cushion, or I'm sure if you have some other choices, go ahead. You can do it while you're lying down or standing. Find a position. Really, I encourage you. Find a position that is most helpful and supportive for you. And again, taking care of yourself and listening to your body's unique needs, it may be different from anyone else's. If you hear some guidance that is not appropriate for a movement for you and your body in this moment, it's okay not to do it, just do it a little bit, or really not do it at all. Just imagine then yourself doing the movement, okay? So I want to begin by us checking in how our body is positioned right now. Are we seated? Are we standing? You know, maybe we're lying down and noticing what sensations might be showing up in the body in this moment. You can feel the contact with the floor or the chair, noticing the hardness or softness of that contact. Maybe you're noticing the clothing that you have on your skin. Or what about the temperature in the room? How's that showing up? There is no rush here. Taking your time and just checking into the body in stillness for just a few moments. And when you're ready, our first movement will be to just gently raise the arms over your head. You can even just kind of point towards the ceiling. Take your time. There's no rush. Once the arms are pointed up, pause here. Using that pause to notice what new sensations might be making themselves known, like in the shoulder area, sides of the body, you know, while your arms are in the air. Maybe some activation in the tips of your fingers is even showing up. And again, when you're ready, slowly, gently lower the arms and release them to gravity. Just put them back gently at your sides. And let's check in. Noticing what sensations might be showing up once the arms have been lowered. You know, what's different? It also may be that in these movements, you don't feel any sensation at all. This is not about feeling sensation, but about listening to the body and noticing what might be showing up, what's not showing up, right? Acknowledging it and working with it. Adjust your movements to support yourself and as best you can, embodying the movement as it occurs. That's a practice. This is practicing, not perfection. Bring a little kind, playfulness to yourself in this. Here's the next movement. I'll extend the arms out to either side, like a bird flapping its wings, and just hold my arms out to the side, to both sides, both arms. I want to notice if there's any different sensations that might be showing up from when you had your hands over your head. Noticing what might be showing up in the shoulders, the back, of course, and then slowly, slowly lowering your arms. Maybe hearing some sounds as you do this too. This is also part of the experience of moving mindfully. Noticing with more than just one sensation what might be showing up in this. What might be showing up in this moment? One more time, just raising the arms out to the sides for just a few moments. Noticing here, embodying this position. Let's tune in to what sensations we might recognize. When you're ready, gently lower those arms. Our next movement will be to raise one arm over your head while keeping the other at your side. Once that arm is pointed straight up, just describing a gentle arc to one side so that if your left arm is up, you would be curving then gently to the right a little bit. Or if your right arm is up, of course, then the curving would gently be to the left. Remember, this is not a deep twist. This is not a deep stretch. This is just a gentle movement well within your comfortable range of motion. And coming back to the center, let's lower our arm. I like that moment or two of pause. And then lifting the other arm slowly over your head, we will also cast another arc in the other direction. Again, if you have your right arm up, your arc would go towards the left. And if your right arm is up, your arc then would go just a little to the right. Remember, it's not a stretch. I want to make sure that you're balanced and that you're not overstretching. Notice, too, if there are any performance measures that are showing up or habits around doing something right. We have to be perfect. You know that drill. Yeah. See if you're expecting that from yourself. Letting those go, and instead, just shift your attention to the movement. Just feel it. And coming back up and gently lowering the arm once more, you may notice some tension. Yeah. It creeps into the body here and there into different spaces. Often, it may show up in the shoulders or neck. So we're going to do some shoulder rolls, but we'll do them a little bit at a time. By just lifting the shoulders upwards towards the ears and holding it there for a few moments, you notice if the arms are nice and loose. Just the shoulder is being held up now. And then, pulling the shoulders back, noticing how the muscles of the back are involved. And pushing the shoulders back down. You notice what the arms do as you do that movement? Maybe there's a sound of the arms. Maybe you're hearing your arms slide across your clothing. Let's try bringing the shoulders forward, closer together in front of you again, and nice and loose with the arms. And then, let's try this. In nice, slow, gentle circles, lifting the shoulders, easing them back, easing them down and easing them forward. Just a few nice, like lazy little circles with your arms hanging loose. What do you feel in your body during these movements? Can you switch the direction of the circles if you like, going the other way? What do you notice there? Let's allow the arms to rest, to settle in. Pausing here, we're going to check in with the body and notice how the breathing is. What other sensations might be showing up in other parts of your environment that are making themselves known right now? For our next movement, you can again be lying down or standing or sitting. We're just going to lift one foot at a time. So if you're standing, you may need to shift your weight to one leg and then the other. If you're in a chair, just lifting one foot off the ground. The same thing if you're lying down. Just lift one foot. Notice if there's any interest in it going as high as you can or raising it correctly. Let that go. This is just lifting the foot a little bit off the ground. That's all. And where do you feel muscles holding the foot up? And when you're ready, lower that foot and allow it to touch the ground again. Before we begin raising the other foot, let's just establish the light intention just to feel each part of the movement of lifting the foot off the ground. It's not some kind of contest. We're just gently lifting our foot from whatever position our body is in right now. When you're ready, nice and slow, just pick that foot off the ground. Really highlight that experience in this moment. And before you bring that foot down, back to the ground, let's pay particular attention to that moment when it first touches the floor again. And when you're ready, you can lower that foot. Noticing it landing? What's that feel like as that foot touches the ground again? Okay, let's do this just one more time. Bring your other foot again and just lifting that, holding it for a few moments, and lowering it. Let's feel that all the way through on your own. Take your time. No rush. And when you're ready, raising and pausing and lowering the other foot, maybe noticing how the body shifts to support this lifting foot. And bring it back down once more. Pausing. Again, just a gentle check into the body as it is in this moment. Are you feeling a little more activation in some muscles? Maybe noticing some tingling here and there, or a little tension, or perhaps some ease has shown up in different parts of the body. One more movement to try. And this is whatever movement you would like to do. Take a few moments and just consider. Would you raise the arms? Would you do some shoulder rolls? Lift a foot? Or perhaps something entirely different? Whatever you choose, it's your choice. Be gentle with yourself. not having to get poised or you're having to achieve something here. Doing a movement correctly or that we're doing some deep stretch, just a gentle movement that feels good to you in this moment. When you're ready and you choose which one, please begin that movement. Pause and feel what's here. And then returning to the center once more, you can move in this way with awareness at any time, right? Like, I use these movements and I don't think other people really know what I'm doing, right? And I am just centering. It's a check to notice what's here. Whether I'm walking, standing, sitting down, lying down, or just going on about our days, I could be washing dishes or typing, whatever it happens to be. Becoming aware of moving mindfully. I can't thank you enough for your time. And that concludes this meditation.